across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Guys, I've got some bad news. David Bellamy died today. Okay. I just want to be the first one to tell you. Let's go to Alan. Good evening, Alan.
What?
Sorry?
David Bellamy's dead.
David Bellamy. Well, here we are in the undergrowth. Yes, I thought you were going to tell us. You're supposed to be our recently deceased correspondent.
You beat me to the punch here, boss.
Mate, this is Alan, your career's about to die. This is 2 days in Three days in a row where I have broken the news to you of celebrity deaths.
Well, I was following football tonight.
You're going to be following my fist in a minute. Up your jacksy. No, not your jacksy. That's, no. In your
down my throat.
Down your throat. Knuckles. No one says knuckle sandwich anymore.
Or Glasgow kiss.
That's a headbutt. Jinx. Oh! All the ladies in the single lead, independent ladies. If you liked it, then you should have put your ring on it. You can't speak. She can't speak. I jinxed her. Only if someone were foolish enough to phone up and say her name. Don't you dare, Sam. Someone were to phone up and say her name, would she be allowed to speak? Otherwise, it is silence in court from the lady with
it's
the hairy face. Sorry?
It's boys' night.
Boys' night. Boys' night. It's boys' night. It's boys' night. Yeah, 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 it's boys' night. We're gonna play some FIFA. We're gonna eat some Dorito. We're gonna toss each other off.
You're ready for Twitch tomorrow night?
We're gonna watch some Blueies. We're gonna watch some football. We're gonna toss each other off. We're having a boys' night tonight. Ding, 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 ding. I said a boys' night tonight. We're gonna sit in front of the TV all night long. We're gonna take our clothes off and have a bit of fun. We're having a boys' night tonight. I said it's boys' night tonight. It's nearly 2020, nobody cares if a boy kisses another boy. It's nearly 2020 and I got my hair stuck inside Tony's mouth. Boys' night. We're having a boys' night tonight. Hey, Alan.
Yeah, boss.
Are you a boy?
To what I am.
Do you want to come to our boys' night tonight?
As long as there's plenty of horse racing.
Who's racing?
Horse racing.
Horse racing. I thought you said something totally inappropriate there about sex workers racing. Are you freeing the lady from the jinx?
Okay, Cass.
No, you've got to say her full name. Alan, I'm so sorry. And I'm so sorry to you, pretty little lady in the corner. Pretty little lady in the corner. 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call. Someone has suggested that Golden Slumbers is 1 minute 30. That's part of the end medley. I don't count that as a singular song. Why would I? I'm not an idiot. So, Famous Simons. Excuse me. Pardon me. Famous Simons and Songs Under 2 Minutes. Our last show of the week. Last show of the week. Then we've got 4 shows next week. Then we're off for 2 weeks, but it looks like we're doing New Year's Eve. After a deal. After the biggest financial deal of the year was settled out of court. 03444991000. Catherine is unable to speak until someone phones up and says her name. I cannot actually remember her last name, so I'll be unable to do it. Kath, what have you got for us? Mm-hmm. Yep. Really? Horse racing? Tell us a story through rhythm. The William Tell Overture. William Tell. Well, what's the story? There wasn't one. You were just doing that. Hey, William Taylor's a knob. Okay, fine. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. I swear to God, tonight's show. If I were one of the urine leakage guys, I'd put double on, because it's going to be a howler, a growler, an Arthur Fowler. Here's the thing. No one's going to phone up and say your name. You'll never speak on the wireless ever again. My plan has come to fruition. This shall be my greatest triumph. We'll never hear her voice ever again. And still they won't give me a gig in pantomime. Still they won't give... Correct. Still they will not give me a gig in pantomime. It's a pantomime. My name is Alex Schwarzenegger. I'm doing some pantomime. Good evening, Alistair.
Oh, evening. Catherine. Have you been...
You've got to say, she's been jinxed, mate. You got to say her full name if you want to unleash
Catherine
the spell.
Boyle.
Hey!
Alistair's a bumlick. Alistair's a bumlick. Should've kept touched them. Put it up your bum.
Why don't we do it in the road?
Absolutely.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep. The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Anyway, the BB Mac are getting back together. So that's two good stories I've done.
That's great.
I haven't done any yet.
You haven't let me.
I will.
I've got one about a man who's pumped his arm full of Vaseline.
It's not like I have to let you. You're a grown woman. You can do what the hell.
Former soldier who earned the nickname Popeye.
Let's speak to Kev first.
What?
Kev, you've already caused tension and you've not said anything yet. Let's see how this goes.
Ian.
Kev.
Oh, brilliant, mate. Sorry, I was just listening to you and Catherine talking.
Well.
I don't want to bring the things like that, but
then don't.
I lost a lot of my sight when I was 19, and it's not a sad story. I went off the rails a little bit, and then
bit of the old wacky backy, bit of the old sniff.
No, not at all. I was 6 months short of finishing my apprenticeship. Yeah. Had a couple of beers tonight,
yeah.
But then kind of lost my eye. So I retrained and I learnt Braille and IT.
Wow.
And I was teaching them to blind and partially students.
Yeah.
Then, as luck would be, the big fella upstairs, who doesn't exist, sent me some anxiety and panic attacks.
Uh-oh.
So I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Coping mechanisms.
Yeah. I've had a couple of anxiety attacks recently. Acknowledging that you're having an anxiety attack, you know, even if you say it out loud, I'm having an anxiety attack, that kind of just brings you back into the real world ever so slightly.
Yeah.
Being aware of, simple stuff, man, like being aware of your breath, breathing, trying to slow down your breathing down, just counting your breath, count it in tens or fives, you know, just trying to slow it down. Phoning up someone, whether it's a friend or it's the Samaritans, and just saying, my heart is going crazy here, man, and things are spinning out of control. Stuff like that can help. Know that it's not real. That's the thing. A panic, and this is easy saying it now, but panic
attack isn't real. That's the advice I've been given, but it's easy saying now, but when I first experienced it,
sorry,
I don't mean to be sound dramatic, but I thought I was dying.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. I had my first panic attack about 3 years ago in Oxford Street when I was getting divorced.
Right.
And just suddenly I came out of Oxford Street Tube and just something... I think I phoned you, Kev. Something hit me. Just something hit me. And I was in Oxford Street and suddenly it was really busy and the noise was deafening. That was the thing. It just got really noisy and people were like walking into me and I just couldn't cope and I just burst into tears. I couldn't breathe. It wasn't that I was breathing better. I couldn't breathe and I burst into tears and I thought I was dying. I thought I was having a heart attack and I managed somehow to get off of Oxford Street into a little side street and I was just had my face up against the wall and I was sobbing and I phoned Kath and I might have phoned I don't really know how I came off that ledge, but it's horrible, man. It feels like you're dying. It's not an exaggeration. Has anything brought this on, Kev? Or
I suppose, like I said before, I was doing my apprenticeship.
Yeah.
And then I noticed one afternoon that I couldn't see out of my left eye. So I went to work on a Monday, working for BMW. I was under the hospital for 7 months, and they, a simple blood test, they found out I've got something called Leber's optic atrophy, which in short terms means around your nervous system and your body, you've got like a protective coating from infections and stuff.
Yeah.
But all my optic nerves has been eaten away, and it's a hereditary condition. And I was only in the team when that happened. So I obviously didn't finish my apprenticeship. I couldn't play football anymore and stuff. I felt really sorry for myself,
to be fair,
and I went off the rails a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I just understand. How long ago was that, Kev?
Well, I'm 41 now, so
a while ago.
22 years ago.
Fair bit, man.
But it still affects me. I mean, it's the simple things. Putting the kettle on, missing where it's supposed to be, turning the paper over, reading the paper, and it affects me. And I tell you what, when I retrained, after I accepted, I couldn't see very well. Once I retrained, I have got lots of blind students. I've got their qualifications for them in their CLATE and ECL courses because I learnt computers. And I'd tell you what, it was the biggest buzz I've ever had in my life. Once somebody achieves something that they previously thought was unattainable, it's fantastic, and it gives me a big buzz as well.
But that buzz can't last all the time. It's got to, you know, that's life, is we have our ups and indeed we have our downs, and it sounds like you're having a bit of a down at the moment. Have you got friends? Have you got a partner? Are you speaking to a doctor? Are you got people around you?
Oh, I've got my, I've moved back around to meet my parents, to be fair. I don't want to moan, but I've been mithering my gas people for about 3 years, so I've been sleeping in a bloody jacket because they haven't put my heating out until today.
Is today the first day you've got heating?
So that sets me back a little bit, kind of thing.
Is today the first day?
Hey, look, I'm a positive person. I used to be the most confident person in the whole world.
Yeah.
And I guarantee I'll get back to somewhere near me old self.
Of course you will. But you're allowed to feel down, and you're allowed to be upset, and you're allowed to be angry. Even all this time later, you're allowed to.
Yeah, I don't know, Ian. I mean, I know of your background, kind of thing. What a student in the jungle, whatever. I know you've had issues, so I just watched the coping mechanisms.
Talking is the best thing. Talking to me, talking to a mate, talking to your mum and dad if it's appropriate, talking to the Samaritans, talking to a priest, talking is a real, is the thing that saved my life over and over again. Talking.
Brilliant.
That's it. Everything else is, there's other stuff, the breathing, the meditating, all of that. Talking is the thing.
One last thing, Catherine.
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Oh no, I stepped on it. Catherine, you can't say no. He's blind. He's a blind fella. Can't say no to him.
Well, I don't think it's legal. Not.
You're allowed to marry. Blind people are allowed to marry. Jeez, what is this? Nazi Germany?
I'm married at the moment, so let's just see what happens. But thanks very much. I'll register your interest.
It's not a no, Kev. It's not a no.
Hey, listen, if you go anywhere after March, I will be devastated.
Bless you, brothers. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, we'll keep you posted. I'm sorry I trod on your gag there. I didn't know he was going to be such a funny
wasn't
guy.
Wasn't a gag, you meant it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kev. What a nice guy. Andrew, Laura, Barney, phones have gone busy the last 15 minutes for us this week. 03, well, I won't give out the number because we want plenty of time for these people. This is Talk Radio.
The wild man of late night radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Let's go to Barney. Good evening, Barney.
Hello. Firstly, I've got a couple of assignments for you.
If any are on this list, I will cut you off immediately. I hope you appreciate that.
Yes. An imaginary Simon Belmont from the Castlevania video games.
I'll give you that.
And I'm not sure who this is.
Oh.
But this is a non-fiction Simon I've heard over the years, but I don't know where I've heard the name. Simon Armitage, is that a real person?
Yeah, who is Simon Armitage? Is that a comedian?
There's a poet.
There's a poet?
Oh.
There's a poet? Sam knows about a poet.
Oh.
I don't know about poets. Simon Armitage, we'll have it. Yeah, sure, like Armitage Shanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another thing, this could be a weird coincidence or not, but basically...
It either is or it isn't. You're right there.
You know, yesterday, did you happen to...
The film?
...hear, The Unbelievable Truth?
On Radio 4, no, I didn't.
Oh, so when you were talking yesterday about human skin... and some, like, grisly body parts.
Oh, yeah, was that on The Unbelievable Truth as well?
Something like it. But did you know when you said that the human skin can be stretched out to, like, some ridiculous
amount? Yes, yes.
Were you saying that based on something you'd heard?
I was saying that based on a sort of little nugget of knowledge I had that it can be stretched out. I don't know if it's for miles. It can be stretched out bloody far.
Wow, oh.
I think it is like 3 square miles or something.
Oh, wow. Because, oh, right, okay. Because I thought you were just making it up out of nowhere.
No.
Okay, because a few hours later, after you were talking about that yesterday, there was, on The Unbelievable Truth, they were saying this really weird thing, and I didn't explain how it worked, but if they said if you cut off a foreskin, within 21 days, it can grow to the size of 6 basketball courts, which, and they didn't explain how that works.
Or why you would do that, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Chopped off, maybe this is why the Jewish and Islamic faiths are so keen on this somewhere. They've got some of the best basketball courts in the world. It can grow into 6, do you mean grow, or can it be, do you mean it can be stretched? Because it's all about stretching.
Well, they said it expand. I don't think they said about, I think they said it can...
You don't just plant it and it...
Yeah, I don't know. But it was really weird. Oh, okay. They didn't explain it, and it's just, how did that, I don't see how it's possible. How do you...
Well, hang on, was that one of the lies, though, on the... Because the point of that program is to lie.
That was a real, no, that one
was... That was a real, was it?
Yeah.
If I write foreskin basketball court into Google, am I asking for it?
Let's see. There's an image, I don't want to see that. We're going to find out, Barney. This is a mate. Laura, Andres...
Oh, I found 15 fun and freaky facts about foreskins.
Let's have them. let us have them.
Help, there's a baby foreskin in my facial cream. While you may have assumed that circumcised foreskins languish in a hospital dumpster before being eternally consigned to a landfill, the medical and cosmetics industry swoop down like buzzards on these discarded penile skin flaps and make money by using them to heal wrinkles and burns.
That's what you said yesterday, they're cannibals and, you know, they're all keeping all the body parts.
Newborn foreskins contain human growth factors that make them ideal for anti-wrinkle skin creams. Face creams that use baby foreskins include Skin Medica and Hydrafacial.
Are we in the 15 facts yet?
This is it. This is the first one. Two.
Oh.
Women have foreskins too. What is known as the foreskin in males is called the clitoral hood in females, both designed to protect the pleasure centres from harm. Three. The 4,400-year-old foreskin, an Egyptian bas relief from 24,000 BC, depicts a flint knife circumcision and is thought to be the earliest historical mention of foreskin removal. Four. Over 100 American male infants die from circumcision yearly. Self-explanatory. 5. More foreskin equals more pleasure. The average male foreskin contains 20,000 nerve endings. According to one study, the least sensitive part of the foreskin is more sensitive than the rest of the penis. 6. Pro-foreskin activists call themselves intactivists.
Can it stretch to a basketball pitch? Because we're running out of time.
7, having a foreskin can lead to medical problems.
No,
8, the circle being circumcised.
Right.
9, some girls hate them.
Barney, thank you very
much. Blah, blah, blah. Basketball.
Is it there?
No, is it egg?
Right.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
He has made a covenant with the night, and with the darkness he is in agreement. Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Right, so where were we? Good evening, dear listener. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Who that lady there with no microphone on?
Catherine Boyle. Got him. We got him.
How's your week been? Mine's been up and down. Ended with some exciting news that I can't... You know it, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say it. And I hate those people that go, I've had a really good email. And I can't tell you what it is. But I can't. But it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Genuinely. Like, proper... Oh, yes, please. I'll take one of those.
It's like one of those bits of news that you get in a dream, and then when you wake up in the morning, you go, oh, no.
I think I had a dream that one of my good friends, Spencer, got separated from his wife. I don't know if they're married, actually.
Would be bad news.
Well, But today I was thinking about it, and I think I might have had this dream ages ago. You can get rid of the bed now, Alex. You can get rid of it now. And I think I thought it was real. I don't know if it's real or not. I don't know if it's real or if it's a dream or not.
Well, I take it you don't do Christmas cards then, because surely that would have been notable.
I was... now here we go. Let's start on a sad note. 0344-499-1000. It's our last show before Christmas, dear listener. But we're back New Year's Eve at 10 o'clock for 4 hours for people... It's a New Year's Eve party for people that don't like New Year's Eve. We'll hardly even mention New Year's Eve. We'll just sit here and ramble and talk nonsense and take your calls. But if you want to give us a call now, I've got an empty switchboard. Oh, and a teaser. And not even a teaser. This is our gift to you. And it was a gift to me for the radio geeks that have been following me for 15 years or more. Lady Alex is answering the phone. Someone I haven't worked with for about 12 years. It'll mean nothing to many of you, but I mentioned it on Twitter, Alex. People went crazy.
Has it gone off?
It's all like gone off on
Twitter.
Do you
remember when Kim Kardashian, like, showed her backside with the champagne? It's like that. You've broken the internet.
Eclipse that.
It's nice to see you, man. How are you doing? We both kind of had, I think, up and down years this year.
Yeah, we've had interesting years.
Interesting years. Well, we have to go out for coffee. It's so nice to see you, man. So I've not had Alex on the other side of the glass for, it's 12, 13 years.
I've got to say, when you said Lady Alex was on the desk today, I was expecting someone slightly less beardy.
It's so nice to see you, man. It's really nice to see you. So if you phone up, you'll speak to him. He'll take your call and he will give you a call back. And there's no real agenda for this show. We try and avoid politics. Brexit's happened now. It's done. It's finished. I think Brexit has been finished tonight. They voted it and it's finished, which is great news. So we never need to do a phone in on that again. And it's the last show before Christmas. So I've got some news stories. I've got some bits and pieces I want to talk about. But as always, between 10 and 1 on Talk Radio, we shall allow you to do your own agenda, really. 0344-499-1000. Don't swear, don't be libelous. Those are the only kind of rules. What was I talking about? Something very, very important before.
Exciting email.
Exciting email. But that's the end of that, because I can't really talk any more about the exciting
and annoying
email.
People that go on about exciting emails don't give any more detail.
That was it. So my builders are back. After being away, the builders are now back for a few days. And my builder is not Arab, Albanian. Very similar letters, very different places. He's Albanian. And he said something weird to me today, and I went, you're talking rubbish. He said, no. First of all, he said, I've never been to hospital. Right. I went, what? He said, I've never been to hospital. I don't even know what blood type I am. I don't know what blood type I am. You're a rare one, Catherine.
Yeah, I'm O negative.
Okay. I don't know what I am.
I'm O negative.
Is O is the common one?
I don't know.
Jesus. Does it? Back in the day,
I just know that everyone can have mine, but I can only have mine.
Back in the day, everyone knew their blood types. You had to know your blood type, but now no one really knows it. And also back in the day, before DNA, that was how they would determine if someone was someone's dad. It was by the blood test. But it still was like, that must have been like 35% accurate.
And also, that's dodgy, because my daughters are my blood type, not their dad's.
So then your husband is not the father of your children?
I'm definitely the mother.
Okay, well that's...
Here's the thing, most women who've given birth will know their blood type, because you have to check it out, because there can be complications if you have a different blood type from your children.
James says, are we talking about J.K. Rowling, gender and sex tonight, Ian? Give us a call if you want to talk about that. I'm up on that story, guys. I'm up on that story. I've got it covered. If you want to talk about it, but if you want to, it's a hornet's nest, as far as I'm concerned. But if you want to talk about it, 0344... 499-1000.
Requests?
Yes, sir.
I would really like someone who is affected by the comments to talk about
it. We're all affected.
Well?
We are all affected.
Sure, but...
We are all affected by it. Men, women, and trans men and trans women.
Yeah.
And I will go back to the exciting story about my building having never been to hospital.
Can't
in a minute,
wait for
I promise.
That.
But we are all affected by it. And I have my views on JK, for those who don't know, JK Rowling, is supporting, it gets very complicated. This is why I was avoiding it. It's to do with trans issues and what makes a trans woman a woman, if indeed it does make a woman.
There
trans.
Was an employment tribunal whereby a woman was accused of, being hateful towards her trans colleagues.
We're doing it, aren't we? We're doing it.
That's what I'm saying.
Doing it for.
And J.K. Rowling had an opinion on it.
And I've got an opinion on it.
03444991000.
Here's why I think my opinion is... is valid. My opinion is valid, but is less valid than everyone else... is less valid than women's opinions. Because... a lot of the arguments seems to be about trans women. So people, I will use the wrong language. I'm old dinosaur. Please phone me up and correct me because I want to learn. Okay. I'm not doing this. I'm not using the wrong language to cause offense and to be, you know, an Asian provocateur.
Oh.
The pants sellers.
They're excellent.
I'm doing it just because I'm a dinosaur, right?
Right.
But the issue seems to be around people who are born biologically men who wish to
transition.
Thank you. Into women who they're born with
feel that they are women.
Feel that they are women. Okay. And a lot of some of the aggression, some of the dispute, some of the objections to the rights that trans women are being given. A lot of the objections to the rights are coming from cis women. And this is why I believe my view is important, but less important than those of cis women, because I'm a man that would be telling a woman, a cis woman, that her opinion is invalid. And I would also be a man who is telling someone who is biologically born a man, but is actually a trans woman, that I think their rights are more valid to become a woman than those of someone who was born biologically a woman. Gosh, it's a minefield, isn't it? So I'm aware that the women, cis women, would be... Why would they want to hear... Why, you know what I'm saying?
Some might.
I know! If you want to call in about that, you can call in about that. So my builder today says, I've never been in hospital. I went, what? Never been in hospital. I said, what about when you were born?
And he's a builder. Yeah. What, he's never, like, put a hammer on his thumb or anything like that?
He's a very good builder, actually. He's disappointed that I don't like the underfloor heating he's installed. I think it's rubbish. And
I think your decision is bad, but continue.
So he said, I've never been to hospital. I said, what about when you were born? He said, oh, no, I was born in a forest. I went, what? He said, I was born in a forest. I said, no, you weren't. Shut up. He said, yeah, I was born in a forest. He said, when I was born... we lived like in an isolated area and there was heavy, heavy snow and the snow was so bad that we couldn't drive, to the hospital. So my mum, my dad and my aunt walked to the hospital through the forest, but her waters broke.
Right.
So she gave birth to me in a forest. And do you know how they, broke the umbilical cord?
Twig.
Stones.
Shut up.
The aunt.
Shut
went,
up!
The aunt.
He's having you on.
This is Christian. You've met him.
This is like when my granddad said that he was born in the jungle.
Was he?
No!
Did
born
he say he was?
He's a flipping docker.
It was, so he, his aunt went around looking for sharp stones to smash the umbilical cord.
I mean, it is a problem, I would imagine.
I mean, we can do it as a phone-in. It's a tough one.
Why not wait for a passing rabbit?
Have you ever delivered a baby in a forest? 03444991000. But then his next story was when he bit half of his tongue off. And then he went to the hospital. And I went, aha! You went to the hospital. He said, oh, I did for that when I bit half of my tongue off.
Oh, so it's not true.
And then he showed me his tongue and it's very, very short. It's a very short tongue.
I think he's having you on.
I don't know what's going on, guys. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
0344-499-1000. Good evening, Mike.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Mike.
How are you, man?
This very second in time, I'm okay.
Good. Right. You mentioned about alcohol. Are you having a problem?
No, I'm not. No, are you having a problem?
I have had. And still am. Yeah.
What do you class as a problem?
Well, having an addiction to alcohol.
Well, what I'm asking is, how does that manifest itself?
Well, because I've tried to get jobs in radio, and nobody wants to take me on as a radio presenter, my love.
What's that got to do with alcohol?
Because it depresses me, that's why. Because nobody wants to take... You know what it is, right? I actually tried for a job at Virgin Radio as a jingle producer, but I didn't get in... I tried to get a phone call back.
Isn't it funny? It's not the question I asked.
Well, what was the question you asked then?
How does your problem with alcohol, how does your addiction with alcohol, as you call it, manifest itself?
Depression.
Again, it's not what I'm asking. What do you do with alcohol? What do you define as alcohol addiction?
I abuse it. I drink every couple of weeks.
Right.
You know, I actually binge drink, and I must be having a drink now because I've just had some bad news. My mum's in hospital.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
No, it's okay. I thought it was a stroke, but it's not. It's just dehydration. So she's in the Kiwi Hospital in Gateshead. So that's all taken care of. That's fine. But I just thought, you know what? I've had a really, really horrible day. I've been in the hospital.
I'll do something that makes me more depressed.
Yes.
Yeah. How's that working out?
Well, the alcohol making us more depressed.
No, how's your solution tonight working for you?
Well, it's making me a little bit happier than normal because when I came home tonight, I was...
I don't believe you. I don't believe you're happier. And I certainly don't believe that happiness will last, will still be going at, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning. What do you reckon?
I don't know, you know.
What does your past experience show you?
My past experience shows me that alcohol's no good for you.
There you go.
And that it causes depression,
yeah.
If anything.
Yeah, there you go.
But I mean, I've been on medication now for about, 5 years now. So, yeah. You know, I'm used to it all. So the medication is working.
Yeah. But then you keep drowning
alcohol,
it.
Yes. Alcohol.
Okay, well, I'll tell you my story. I am addicted to drugs and alcohol. My main drugs were weed, cocaine and ecstasy. And I was suffering from depression and I was going to see a really good psychiatrist and paying a lot of money and was going there for a couple of years and he was giving all these different combinations of pills and he couldn't quite work out why it wasn't curing my depression. And he said, do you take recreational drugs? And I went, well, yeah, I take this amount of cocaine and this amount of ecstasy and I smoke this amount of weed. He went, aha, I see why this isn't working. So eventually I managed to, by going to Narcotics Anonymous, I managed to give up drugs and alcohol. And I got clean for 13 years. And then I went through a really bad patch in my life and I stopped going to meetings and I went to Australia to do I'm a Celebrity and I came back and I started doing drugs and alcohol again. And I had 3 months back out there doing a little bit more research, realized I still was an addict and an alcoholic. And so I've been clean and sober for nearly 22 months. And I got clean and sober by going to NA and by going to AA and by listening to the suggestions of those people that had walked the path that I am now walking in.
Well, I went to a place called Evolve, which is like a local place where you go to discuss and, you know, have meetings about your alcohol problem. And you go on some kind of program where they're trying to discuss your behavior with alcohol. And that was fine. I mean, I actually passed that and I could have, got a horse, you know, certificate and things.
A certificate? Golf?
That I'd stopped. Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, I had to wear this big sort of, like, university type gown and things like that. Okay. I got the gift of
not craving alcohol anymore.
Well, since I've been on this medication, my personality has changed because I never had the guts to phone a radio station before.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, with me being from Newcastle, of course, being on the radio as a presenter, you know, it's you know, I just feel that the accent's not accepted, you know, on the radio these days. But, I mean,
I don't think that's true. I think accents are almost nothing these days. Almost. Not quite. But almost nothing. I think if you're good, you get on. And isn't it funny how you stopped talking about booze?
Yeah, but I'm still drinking it though. I'm on a bottle of Desperados at the minute.
I don't know what that is. why do you go to AA?
Because Evolve can do equally as
well. remind me what you're holding in your hand that isn't the phone.
Well, it is the phone, but to be on another hand.
Yeah, exactly. So, how's that Evolve program working to stop you drinking?
Yeah, well, that was my fault though because I was clean for about.
Right. So how's that Evolve? So why don't you? Okay. I don't know what to say. My suggestion is, if you really want to stop drinking, the way I stopped drinking was by going to AA.
So you recommend personally AA?
Yep. AA and NA saved my life twice.
Twice? Wow, that's astounding.
That's all I got. That's all I've got. I'm sure the people at Evolve are great. Never heard of it. Can't comment on it. But I'm sure their heart is in the right place. All I can tell you is what saved me.
Another thing as well. Do you remember seeing a person called Yield Fox on your stream on Twitch?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
You mentioned me a couple of times. I know that because that's
okay, I don't remember because lots of people come and watch me on there. Next time, say hello and say that's who you are.
I said that.
I won't remember it. I won't remember it, Mike. I'm not being rude, but I won't remember it. There's a lot of people that say stuff, and I read it and I take it all in, but I don't remember it.
No, that's fine. But I said that I would ring you up, and I have done, and it's me.
Well
you
done,
Fox.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
So. I just wanted to know how you find Twitch as a platform.
I find it a lot of fun and I really enjoy it and I find it a great way to express myself. But what I'm more concerned with is, are you going to stop drinking?
Eventually I will, you know, it's going to take a lot of time.
Why? Why can't it start now? Why can't it start now? You can start it now.
I can't. I'm stressed out, mate. I'm really, really stressed out because my mum's in hospital.
Can
I'm worried about
question?
Her.
You said she was all sorted.
Can I ask a question, Mike? Say you get a phone call from the hospital. Yeah. How are you going to get there tonight?
Well, I've been in the hospital tonight. I mean, I've been there for like 6 hours.
Say they call you back.
To the what, sorry?
Say they call you back in.
Right.
Mike, say you get a phone. Do you drive?
No, I don't drive.
Okay,
no,
you get a phone call. You're leathered, right? At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hospital phones up. God forbid, and you've said that she's sorted. So God forbid, the hospital phones you at 2 o'clock in the morning. Says, Mike, you got to get in right now. We reckon she's got 30 minutes left.
It's dehydration, so it's.
Supposing there's complications. Here. There's complications. Always happens in hospital. She's got an hour left. You need to get here. You're steaming drunk. How's that going to go?
Well, I would go. I would really, really go.
Will you hear the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen. Because if you're happy with your lifestyle, listen. I'm not judging. You asked me how I got sober.
I'm not happy with it, Ian. I'm not happy with it at all.
What I'm hearing is a lot of excuses.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses.
I'm totally furious with myself at the moment because I'm drinking.
You don't need to be furious. You don't need to have that anger. You don't need to have that shame. You don't need to have that self-loathing that you feel.
I don't feel any self-loathing. What I feel is like I've let myself down, if anything.
Okay. All right. Well, I've told you how I stopped and hopefully something's resonated with you. I wish you the best of luck.
And just one more thing. I told you I would do a radio jingle for you. Can I still do that?
Yeah, please do. That'd be nice. Lovely. Thank you very much indeed, Mike. I appreciate that. I wish you the best of luck. I don't want to keep banging on about the AA stuff, but that's how it worked for me. It was NANA. I'm throwing myself into AA at the moment, and I'm loving it. I've met some really nice people there.
There's obviously something in Mike that wants to stop, but he's not in the right place yet, is he?
Hey guys, you want to stop? You want to stop? There's a solution. Google AA, Google NA, meetings everywhere, numbers everywhere. You type it in your phone, it comes up, lovely people.
And they don't stop for Christmas.
They don't stop for Christmas. Some of the meetings will be shut for Christmas, but I know quite a lot will be open on Christmas Day.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The wild man of late night radio, Ian Lee.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio. On air and off the leash.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
So, 03444991000, last show before Christmas. You can find out with anything you want. You know the deal. Here New Year's Eve, 10 till 2, 4-hour show for those people who don't like New Year's Eve, including myself, Ian Lee, and you, Catherine Boyle.
Me.
So, Fallon Sherrock. Do you know that name?
I know Fallon was in Dynasty. She was my favourite.
It's not her. Fallon Sherrick. No. I think I'm pronouncing her name right. She is the first woman to beat a man at the World Darts Championship.
Oh, I saw her, yeah.
Now, here's what I'm asking, right? Is that because men are significantly better than women at darts? Or is that because women have not been allowed to enter that competition before?
I think statistically probably more men play darts.
Yeah, probably.
So it's easier to, if you cast the net, you're not going to get that many women.
Probably. But if a woman was better than men, this is quite ham-fisted.
Do it anyway. Let's...
Maybe if you know anything about darts and Fallon Sherrick, who by all accounts is quite a remarkable human being, anyway, in the rest of her life, I'm sure I've read that that her life has been complicated.
Oh, really? I just saw the end of her match, and the delight on her face was wonderful.
I think she's had a fair few things go wrong in her life.
Right.
I think it would be fair to say. I'll have a little look in a minute. So if you know anything about darts and this person in particular, 03444991000. So yeah, of course there'll be significantly more men playing darts than there are women.
Mm-hmm.
But if the woman was better than, say, the world's greatest darts player, the crafty Cockney, Eric Bristow himself, or John Lowe, she would rise to the top, wouldn't she? Unless there was some form of overt or covert prejudice against women.
I don't know. I mean, she's the fifth woman to ever take part in that particular competition that she's risen up in. She won a match. She's the first woman to win a match there, but she's the fifth woman to take part in it. A qualification pathway was created for women last year.
There we go.
So it ensured two places among the 96 strong field each year would go to female players.
Okay.
Which does suggest that some sort of door needed opening or widening.
Here we go. This is from the Telegraph. It was only last year that Dart Supremo Barry Hearn made the decision to allocate two of the 96 places to women. The sport had never definitively blocked females from competing. Qualification is open to players of both sex, but Hearn decided the time was right to give woman, it says here, to give woman a clear path to the top. So that is positive discrimination. Is that what we would call that, would we?
I guess.
He said it's not going to be easy. I can give you opportunity, but I can't give you ability. Full-time mother to her son Rory, who was watching at home with his grandmother. Sherrick's world was rocked 5 years ago by the news she developed serious kidney condition in the aftermath of giving birth. The side effects of the medication she was forced to take caused her face to swell, prompting horrific abuse from online trolls who cruelly labelled her moonface. No, but people online were mocking someone for the way they looked after they'd taken medication. I don't believe it.
Sports fans? No.
Even now, she has to ensure she is constantly drinking water. You're not allowed to drink booze on the darts anymore.
Not anymore,
eh?
No.
Booze and fags. Mm-hmm. Used to love that. Used to love it. It was so smoky. Ali Pally was so smoky. But you could smell the booze through the TV. She has to ensure she is constantly drinking water during competition to flush her kidneys out. But there's no doubting who has had the last laugh as far as the trolls are concerned. Okay. Sherrick, the financial gain is likely to be hugely significant. Last year, she received just £1,000 for going out in the quarterfinals of the BDO Women's World Championship. She is now guaranteed £15,000.
Beautiful.
Even if she loses against 11th seed Mensur Sulevic in the second round on Saturday. That's not bad, getting knocked out in the second round and getting 15 grand. So the implication there is that women aren't as good as men.
Well, she was better than that man.
No.
Oh, but generally.
But generally, or historically, women have not been. Is it because men can throw harder? It's a joke.
She won. She got through to that competition by winning the UK and Ireland women's qualifying event, so just women.
Okay, so, but then she got one of those two spaces that was allocated specifically for women. Is that fair? I don't know. I'm asking, is that fair? I always find, I struggle as a white, now bisexual man, but white privileged middle-aged guy, you know, positive discrimination, I do find it hard to get my head around.
I would not like to think that I got my job on the grounds that I've got the quote-unquote right set of, I don't know, genitals. Because, you know...
Don't think about your genitals.
Please don't. Can you stop?
I've stopped.
Because the job we do is surely it's about brain-to-brain communication. It's about whether you can entertain an audience. It's about whether you know your stuff. All that.
But then you're a white heterosexual woman, so you're kind of second on the pecking order of privilege? Would that be fair? White men, then white women?
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably a big gap between white man and white woman.
There is.
I'm just taking more words out each time I say it to make it easier. So maybe positive discrimination makes more sense to a person of colour.
Do you know what? I don't know. I think there's a certain amount of when you first actively notice an imbalance, sometimes it's the equaling up of things begins to happen in what can appear a clumsy way. But it's got to start somewhere, hasn't it?
It's got to start somewhere.
And it's that whole thing of if you can't see it, you can't be it.
Darts is well hard as well. Everyone thinks they can play darts, right? Everyone thinks they can play darts and play snooker until you have to get a double top.
We've got a good dartboard in the garage and I can't count the number of times I've had to pull my darts out of, like, the eaves or out of, like, the paint cans.
I love a bit of darts. And when the boys have got a darts board, we need to put it up, actually, in the shed, in the garage. And you might get a 56. You might get a 72.
It's about controlling where you get it.
You might get a 72, and then you get to, right, okay, I've got 8, so I need to get double 4. I got 4, so I need to get double 2. I got 2. Get double. Double. It's the same with snooker, right? Everyone thinks they can play snooker because they can play, everyone's okay at pool.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone's okay at pool. Because pool is a smaller table, and you just got to whack it in.
Hit and hope, yeah.
You just got to whack it in. That's all it is, right? But snooker, the table is massive, and there's so much more room for the ball. You think you got it in a straight line, but it's so far away, it just goes off. So you could even miss the red ball. But then you get a red in, you go, brilliant, got red in. Oh, man, got to get colour now. Got to get colour in. How the hell? It's impossible.
Why aren't we on Talk Sport talking about skills like this?
We should be on Talk Sport. We should be on Talk Sport talking about this right now, guys.
It turns out some of these sports people are skilled.
03444991000. I've got another review of cats from the Times. If the music of Andrew, I'm obsessed with this film. I cannot wait to see it.
You'll be sorry.
If the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats has played a pivotal part in your personal evolution, or you've played those tracks from the Rum Tum Tugger.
Yeah.
quite an unfortunate name for a song. To Skimbleshanks, the railway cat, incessantly on a loop for years on end, you'll probably enjoy this big budget all-star adaptation. If you are, however, anyone else on planet Earth, boy, are you going to struggle.
What it's saying is, if you like cats, you're going to like this movie of cats. If you don't, you're not going to like this movie.
The pre-release noise has all been about the look. An early trailer made the singing and dancing human feline protagonists seem decidedly odd. The stars, Dench, Elba, Taylor Swift and James Corden had disappeared under conspicuously catty special effects. Their bodies were furry and curiously de-sexed, their tails phallic and strange. The film was a Freudian nightmare waiting to happen. The public cried out in protest and Hooper duly jumped into action. His re-edited, retouched and in some places reimagined film is now handsomely presented. It was only finished apparently on Monday.
I heard that.
The tails are still phallic, but the faces are cleaner and clearer and the unsettling undercurrents are mostly dampened down. Although you still have to cope with the sight of Elba without a packet. This is in the Times, guys. Swift with furry boobs.
Gosh.
And I can work with that. And a host of star faces that occasionally drift ever so slightly away from their bodies.
No!
Yes! The film, alas, remains a nightmare. Although it is easy and lazy and perhaps inevitable since Trailergate to take pot shots at the garish visuals, the fundamental and insuperable problem with Cats lies elsewhere, mostly between T.S. Eliot and Lloyd Webber. The film dies almost instantly under the weight of its monolithic narrative structure. Like the musical, it allows 10 cats. Mungo Jerry.
Mm.
Is that where Mungo Jerry gets his name from?
Yeah.
Mungo Jerry was the band.
Yes.
And then he became Mungo Jerry in the same way that Alice Cooper was the band. Then he became Alice Cooper. But so Mungo Jerry, well hang on, when was Cats done?
Well, it's from T.S. Eliot.
So when was it done, 1978?
They're poems by T.S. Eliot.
And Mungo Jerry is in there?
Yes. It's the name of a cat.
The Summertime Band. The Summertime Funshine Band. You know Mungo Jerry had bigger hits than in the Summertime. Like bigger, in the Summertime got to like number 4 or something, and they had like, I think 2 or 3 number ones. Name one of the other hits. Can't do it.
No.
Can't do it. And yet they had bigger hits than in the Summertime. It's a funny old world, isn't it?
It's very strange.
In the Summertime, and the women are hot.
What?
There is a line about the women being hot, isn't there?
No.
In the summertime when the weather is hot, you can
get
right
out. Fine.
You can do it. Right, let's get the lyrics
to it.
Hang on, we're getting the lyrics to In the Summertime.
When the women are hot. You've
got women on your mind.
You got women on your mind, but there's a lyric about when,
You've got women on your mind.
I skipped that bit. In the summertime when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive. Don't do that.
Unless the drink is refreshing water.
Or a tab. Go out and see what you can find. If her daddy's rich, take her out. Oh, this is horrible.
I know.
If her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If her daddy's poor, just do what you feel.
Yeah.
This is sleazy. Speed along the lane, do a turn or return the 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and really fine. We're not bad people. We're not dirty. We're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go swimming in the sea. We're always happy. Life's for living, yeah? That's our philosophy. When the winter's here, yeah, it's party time. Bring your bottle, wear your bright clothes. It'll soon be summertime. And we'll sing again. We'll go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Gosh.
What a horrible, horrible song.
Also, he doesn't understand how seasons work.
What a disgusting man. Ray Dorset, who is now Mungo Jerry, is. Anyway. Okay, right. At 20 minutes in, for instance, they're only on cat number 2. Jason Derulo's. Who's that?
He's a pop star.
Okay.
Pop star.
Rum Tum Tugger.
Yeah.
His cat is spotted in appearance, possibly a Bengal crossed with an Egyptian Mao, and with an enormous matted ruff. His song is sub-children's TV standard, possibly the worst of the bunch. I can't wait. And yet it is cruelly illustrative of everything that's flat and disengaging about the project. Lloyd Webber's tunes unfortunately don't help. This brand of synth-based jazz pop may have wowed them in the aisles in 1981, and indeed wowed them for 21 subsequent years, the Fools. Okay, all right, Kevin Mayer. I'm getting a little bit too much Mayer and not enough Mayo. It doesn't mean anything, but what I'm saying is I'm getting a little bit too much of this guy. I feel a little biased here.
1939 those poems were published.
So you say, it is painfully outdated at a time when contemporary musicals span the soaring originality of La La Land. I hated that.
I didn't even bother with that.
It was so boring. So boring. Hudson, okay. The catty, okay, he doesn't like it.
It sounds like he doesn't like cats. Like the musical.
I'm gonna go and see it. I'm gonna go and see it. I cannot wait.
Jacked up jive talk for janitors, jazz cats and gin-soaked boys and girls.
Jack Commando.
If you're awake, you're welcome.
I've got 5 cactus needles stuck in my...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Pablo, stay there, because I want to do this. This story from Orange is... awful.
Right.
Did you not see it on the news out there?
No, I don't think I did.
Big trial in France, right? Listen to this. Pop-ups. Go away, pop-ups. French telecom company Orange, or L'Orange, I guess you would call it.
L'Orange.
L'Orange.
Sorry?
L'Orange.
No, Orange.
L'Orange.
Orange.
L'Orange.
You're saying Orange.
And its former... Anyway, this is awful, so I should stop saying L'Orange. And its former CEO was found guilty on Friday of institutional moral harassment that the court said contributed to a spate of suicides. A spate of suicides among employees. This is incredible when you get the numbers, right? In the landmark ruling, the Paris court sentenced the former CEO, Didier Lombard, to a year in prison with 8 months suspended and fined Orange. I mean, these numbers are tiny. And then you get to the numbers of suicides. With 8 months suspended and fined Orange €75,000, Lombard was also ordered to pay a €15,000 fine. He is appealing the judgment. 2 other former execs were found guilty of the same charge. They were handed the same jail terms and fines as Lombard. Another 4 were charged with complicity in psychological harassment and given 4 months suspended jail sentences with fines of €5,000. So this guy's got a year in prison, 8 months suspended, and the company's fined €75,000. He's got to pay €15,000, right? Now we get to the numbers of people that took their own lives. I'm laughing because it's completely out of phase. The company is the first of its size in France to be tried for psychological harassment, opening the door for future cases. The prosecutors opened an investigation into the suicides at Orange in 2009. The trial began in May 2019. The suicides coincided with a major restructuring of the company that followed a government bailout. Directed by Lombard, the overhaul aimed to reduce its workforce by 22,000 over 3 years. Prosecutors allege there was a corporate strategy to create an anxiety-inducing work environment that destabilized employees and undermined their dignity.
Oh my.
Imagine working somewhere that at points makes you want to kill yourself. Imagine. Orange said on Friday that an evaluation and compensation committee established in October had been tasked with finding, quotes, acceptable compensation solutions, end quotes, for affected individuals who came forward. Let's get to the numbers. The labor union that represents Orange workers said that 19 workers committed suicide between 2007 and 2010. Another 12 employees attempted suicide during that time.
19 in the space of 3 years.
And another 12 attempted. Let's just go back to the guy. The CEO has been sentenced to a year with 8 months suspended. The company's fined €75,000 and Lombard's been fined €15,000, which they're appealing. 19 workers committed suicide between 2007 and 2010. Another 12 attempted suicide during that time. Oh, my God.
And it was a strategy.
The union accused management of using particularly violent methods of institutionalized harassment to intimidate employees into leaving. Sylvie Topaloff, a lawyer who represented Orange employees, told CNN Business that her clients were very satisfied with the ruling. We feel that this judgment does justice to the victims and to the unions who initiated this harassment complaint.
Those poor people.
Just incredible. Saw this out of the corner of my eye when we were watching the Apprentice finale, if I'm completely honest. And I was trying to read the ticker tape that was going along, and I saw 19 suicides, orange. I thought, well, oh, okay, let me have a look at that a little bit later on. That's some... Imagine a workplace where they've got to get rid of people, so they make it so unpleasant, that people go, I don't want to work there anymore. But it was so unpleasant that 19 people took their own lives and 12 others tried to take their own lives. My God. And we talk about mental health. The reason I'm talking about that is because we talk about mental health on this show. I've been suicidal at points in my life. And I kind of, 2007 and 2010, actually, I suppose, in terms of how we deal with mental health, that's quite some distance away. That is actually the 9 to 12 years. That's actually quite a long time in this whole thing. I would suspect, and this is, I don't know if this is true, I would suspect that France is probably significantly behind the UK in dealing with mental health, would you think, or is that unfair?
No, I don't think that's true.
Go on.
Well, I used to live with a psychiatrist when I was...
Is it live news or pre-recorded?
Well, in Paris, she was quite switched on. I mean, I think they're about the same.
Right. Okay. Incredible story. Switchboard is empty, dear listener. If you want to give us a call, now is a great time. 0344, nearly gave my number then. 0344-499-1000, the late night alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Lovely, refreshing. Let me listen to the lovely backing music while I drink some water. I'm so thirsty, and I'll tell you why. At the age of 46, I've rediscovered crisps. Crisps are for kids and for lunchboxes, right? And I've now got kids, and when the kids come round, the one snack they eat, they love crisps.
You've got a crisp drawer.
They love prawny cocktails at the moment. So I always just have a load of crisps in, and they just go and help themselves to crisps. So I started eating some of the crisps. Oh, I love it. Prawn cocktail and cheese and onion. But then I've been eating knickknacks. Wheat crunchies? I got some wheat crunchies. Wheat crunchies and knickknacks are where it's at, baby. Forget your Pringles. Forget all of that. Knickknacks and wheat crunchies.
I still like a Space Raider. We've got Space Raiders at home at the moment.
I love it, man. Cotton Bears. So my body has just like dried out. I've become like a husk. Inside, it's like a salt cave. You can go and sit inside me and it will do your lungs and skin the world of good because I am made of salt. But I love it. It's crisps. It just means I'm thirsty all the time. That's my dirty little secret is crisps. 0344 499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. This is the late night alternative. It's our last show before Christmas. So if you want to give us a call, now is the time to do it. Good evening, Pablo.
Hip hip, how do?
What you got for us?
Well, just to start with, if you could be nice to me because it's my birthday.
What did you say? Be nice to you?
Well, you don't have to be.
Okay.
But it's my birthday.
Who cares?
So if you feel inclined to... Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
No one cares about anyone else's birthday. No one cares.
That said, happy birthday.
From her... Not from me, and certainly not from the show, in any official capacity.
What misery.
Thank you, Kath. That was my first happy birthday today.
What's that? Is it only just your birthday?
Yes,
like,
it's
after 5 minutes
past. It's our case is phoning us up.
Oh.
No, I was joking, and it was yesterday. By
whoa!
Oh,
I retract
my birthday wishes. I was
this
tricked.
This guy is a... I put his fader down, because I don't even know if I want to speak to this birthday fraud.
It's not even his birthday!
You're such a fool.
No one likes people who milk their birthdays unless the day after.
Unless they are under the age of seven.
No. Birthday, this guy's a birthday fraud. Get to your point. Get to your point, scumbag. You're a birthday fraud!
When I was placed on hold, it was my birthday. When I'm speaking to you, it is.
That's not my problem. When then you need Lady Alex to wish you a happy birthday. Nothing to do with me, buddy.
When you claimed it was your birthday to me.
Liar.
It was not your birthday.
Liar.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Good evening, Nigel.
Oh, hi, guys. All right.
Hi, Nigel.
Oh, we're so fed up with the blooming weather.
Oh, I love it. It's grey and it's grey and it's wet. And it's Britain, and I love, I genuinely, I'm not being flippant, I love, I love, they can't hear you when I'm talking, I love this weather, it's drizzly, I had to go to the dump today, because I didn't put the bins out for the bin men, or I did, but then my builder moved it, so I had to take the rubbish from my bin to the dump, and it was drizzly at the dump, sorry, excuse me, the Household Waste and Recycling Centre, I love it, this weather's great, Nige.
But where I live, my house got flooded out last time, and my mum lost all her stuff, and lost some of my stuff, and it's very worrying, but hopefully it won't come indoors this time. The road is flooded, obviously, about the roads. And
well, our
and
fingers
rain.
Are crossed, and to quote Funboy 3, our lips are sealed.
But it's bad all over the country, isn't it? I mean, look at the motorway.
No, it's not bad all over the country.
Oh, well, it was on the news, it was.
No, not all over the country. Some places it is, some places it isn't. Anyway, Nigel, what you got for us?
No, I just wanted to run up because I was up and wanted to talk to somebody. So I can't get very far on my bike because the roads are flooded. So
you know that you can, listen, I'm glad that you phone us and I'll always like talking to you. But you know that there are other people that you could phone as well when we're not on the air.
Yeah, you weren't on us for a few days, were you? You had a few days off.
We were away for a few days. But you know, and I don't just mean on this radio station, there are people outside of this radio station that you could phone if you felt lonely or if, for example, you found Christmas Day particularly difficult. Have you ever heard of the Samaritans?
Oh, of course, yeah, I've done that before. But, I mean, I've got my girlfriend, but I can get to her because the road is flooded at the moment.
Yeah, but you can phone... Have you ever phoned the Samaritans?
Oh, ages ago, yeah, but I don't feel I'm that bad.
You don't need
to
be... Here's the wonderful thing about them. Mm. You don't need to be suicidal. You don't need to want to die. No. You don't need to feel sad phone the Samaritans. If you feel lonely...
I rang my brother's wife, earlier. She had a long chat with me.
There you go.
I've got her talk to.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all right. Are you doing Christmas songs yet or anything at the moment?
No.
Are you on Christmas Eve?
No, this is it. It's our last show before Christmas. We're not on until New Year's Eve now.
Oh, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Well, wait, this is the last one tonight, then.
It's the last one, mate. It's in 49 minutes, my Christmas holly bob starts. It's Crimbus.
It's Christmas. What about, I'll do you a jazz song, then.
I tell you what, you want to sing a Christmas song, Nigel? You want to do one for Crimbus? We'll take one for the team.
You want me to do a Christmas song?
I want you to do whatever ends this phone call.
I can do a jazz song if you want.
You do whatever you want to sing, my friend.
The other thing I wanted to mention was that on the Ian Lee fan page, I put some new drumming which is on YouTube.
I don't know what the Ian Lee fan page is.
Well, it's on Facebook, the one on Facebook, Ian Lee fan page.
There's nothing, absolutely nothing to do with me.
Oh, but they accepted my video, which is good of them.
Yep.
Because they don't always accept your videos. I've got a new drumming one on there.
I don't know about that. But that page isn't anything.
Which one would you like? Fly Me to the Moon or Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire?
Listen, I want to hear about your chestnuts, your hot chestnuts.
Oh, dear. Stop flirting with me.
2, 3, 4.
Okay, I'll do that then. I'll do chestnuts roasting on open fire. I've got to strike myself up.
Okay.
There we go. You're not going to talk all the way through it.
We talked through the last one because we couldn't hear you, mate.
Yeah, is this much clearer now?
Yes, it is. So let's hear the song. Away we go.
I'll bash away then. Here we go. Chestnut roasting on an open fire and Jack Frost nipping at your nose. and Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up as Eskimos. Everybody knows some turkey and some mistletoe help to make the seasons bright, and tiny tots with her eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nigel. Have a lovely Christmas, mate.
Happy Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you so much. 116-123 is the Samaritans. If anyone needs to call them, you don't have to be suicidal. 116-123.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
There's a story in The Sun today. I don't know if you've heard of that newspaper.
I'm aware of its work, yes.
A horny couple.
Here we go. It's after midnight, everyone.
A horny couple. Giselle says she doesn't know the reference. I don't believe you, Giselle. I do not believe you. I do not believe you. You do not.
I think you probably know someone who can fill you in on that.
You do not know Myra. Myra Hindley. You really? I mean, if you don't, you don't. If you don't, you don't. A horny couple was seen having the ride of their lives while romping on a bus in broad daylight.
Gosh.
They were spotted having a, quote, vigorous, close quotes, sex session.
Session. How long does it have to be? I reckon 40 minutes upwards.
At the back of the double decker. That was the bus.
At the back.
Gas engineer John Dolan was sitting in his van.
Let me guess, he was so horrified he filmed it.
When he saw them getting steamy on the top deck, he filmed the romp and sent the clip to his wife before posting it online in a bid to shame them. The video of Tuesday afternoon's session.
Can I borrow your juice, please?
The video of Tuesday's afternoon session on the number 135 in Prestwich, Greater Manchester. It's your people. Your people. Has had more than 460,000 views.
Horrified people.
John said, Manchester, it looked quite vigorous. They slowed down a bit when the bus stopped. The bush stopped.
The bush stopped.
But we're still at it. And carried on again as it pulled off.
Can I ask you something serious? Can I ask you something quite serious?
Yeah.
Do we sound the same as Scousers to you?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, carry on.
From Manchester. I can't imagine if an old lady got on the bus and saw them. She'd probably have a heart attack.
Well, she can check out the video beforehand now.
Bus firm Go Northwest.
They did. Sorry, go on. I'm not taking this seriously.
Contacted for comment.
Blimey.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
Here comes Martin Kellner. Hello, Martin. Hello. Do you give your postman or postwoman a little Christmas box?
If I see him, I would.
There we go.
I'm not, you know, if I'm not there.
How much would you give?
Fiver, maybe a tenner, but no more than that.
20 quid to mine.
20 quid to yours.
I gave 20 quid to mine because she's excellent.
Yeah. Mm.
She is excellent.
In the past, she's delivering the post round London. Ours is only delivering the post around Wakefield. It's much easier.
Well, I'm in Aylesbury, so I'm out and about.
But you have a special relationship with that particular post person.
I did. When she gave me something to sign, I said sign for it, and as I shut the door, I went, thanks, I love you. And I have no idea why I said it. Mm. No
idea why I said it. A lot of trouble like that.
Yeah.
What was the Woody Allen film you were talking about? Because I could only just
Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Oh, that's
I've not
brilliant.
Seen it for years. But Martin Landau murders someone, doesn't he?
And yes, then, he murders the woman he was having an affair with.
He is. And then it cuts to him like 18 months later going, well, I hardly think about her anymore. And
yeah, that's
and
right.
The guilt just completely subsides.
It's a great film.
Not seen it for years. I might watch it this weekend, actually. I might
well worth it. I mean, I think it's a fantastic film. Yeah. I saw it again about 2 or 3 years ago and I thought, why isn't this film more famous? I mean, well, all right, at the time it did reasonable business, as all Woody Allen's films do, reasonable business, never any more than that, apart from Annie Hall.
Every now and then one of them will kind of pop up. About 10 years ago, they had like a big season and it was Manhattan Murder Mystery and Crimes and Misdemeanors and a few of the slightly more obscure ones that are actually pretty
great,
good. 58:30, Mr. Kellner. So I'm keeping quiet.
No problem at all.
I'm keeping quiet.
Oh, God, so I've got to fill more than 30 seconds with what I've got in the show. That is
like
going
to
be so
gift to you.
Difficult. Yes, going so difficult. The main thing in the show is the fact that we're not playing the usual music that we play out of the advertising breaks. We're playing a bit of Christmas music. Okay. We're acknowledging the fact that, but we're not playing Last Christmas or Merry Christmas, everybody. We're playing Swinging Sleigh Ride by Joe Mr. Piano Henderson, etc. So lots of stuff for the teenagers. We've got that and we've got our usual politics and all that stuff. But we have got some actually quite good stuff. And tomorrow we've got the guy who's written the Ken Dodd book. That's that at 58:30.
He was supposed to come on my show. What a way to end back on New Year's. Ta-ta.
This is Talk Radio.